Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. At the bunkers.
I don't want to answer that phone, Edith.
Archie, get the phone. I'm in the oven.
Can't you pick up that phone?
Archie, get the phone. My hands are all achy.
What did you do with the damn thing?
Archie finds the phone stand empty. He follows the cord across the room.
Let me tell you, this long wire ain't no convenience. We spend more time hunting than we do talking.
Get the phone, Archie.
I got the phone. What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Barney. Something else. What do you want? Hey, Barney, don't cry, will you? Barney! If you don't stop bawling, I ain't going to be able to understand a word you're saying.
What happened?
Hold the phone, will you, Barney? You ain't going to believe this. It's Blanche.
Is she sick?
Better than that, she'd run away.
I did.
Yeah, Barney, now listen. No, Barney, now don't do that, huh?
What's he saying?
Hold the phone, Barney. He says he's going to kill himself.
I can.
Barney, now don't. Okay, Barney, if you're going to do that, then you better say goodbye to Edith here.
Edith scowls.
Yeah, hold the phone. I'm going to put her right on. Say goodbye to Barney.
No, I can't say that.
Then say hello to Barney. Say any damn thing you please. Just stall him till I have a chance to run over there and calm him down.
Yeah, hello, Barney.
Oh, Lord, why can't I have one friend with all his marbles?
Talking like that. You know you ain't gonna do that. Barney, you remind me of my Uncle Horace, who always said he was gonna kill himself every time his wife ran away.
Barney lounges on his couch eating snacks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, excuse me a minute, will you, Edith? I think there's someone at the door. Who is it?
Open that door, Barney. It's me.
I'll be right with you, Arch.
Barney frantically sets aside the phone, then hides the Cracker Jack box under a sofa cushion. He hides his can of beer behind a chair, then collects the portable TV and tucks it in a room. He emerges, dusting off a 10-gauge shotgun, and places it on the coffee table. Hurrying to the front door, he pauses to make a sad face, then opens the door.
Yeah, okay, Barney.
Yeah, come on in, Arch.
Yeah. Glad to see you're still alive.
Yeah.
Come on, Barney. You and me got to sit down and have an old-fashioned heart-to-heart talk here.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, what was you going to do with this time?
The old 10-gauge, Arch.
Well, I would have killed you all right, Barney. You'd have also air-conditioned your house.
Edith here, though, she had an interesting suggestion.
Yeah, what?
The subway. You know, the third rail.
Archie's lip curls.
Yeah, well, I ain't heard of that one in years. Is she still up in the air there?
Yeah, she's there.
Yeah, let me talk to her. Yeah, Edith, it's me. Yeah, I'm over here with Barney. Oh, well, he thinks he wants to go with your idea about the third rail. Yeah, all right, Edith. All right. Edith, I heard that story.
Archie hangs up and turns to Barney.
Why do you always do this? I mean, don't you know that Blanche ain't worth it? And I just know this is the first time she's done this to you. Hey, how many times since you're married she run away from you?
Barney thinks.
Counting the honeymoon?
Was it the exterminator again?
Oh, this time was the finest man.
Oh, the finest man. How did he get to her?
He heated up the house, then he heated up Blanche.
Which one took him the longest?
I don't know, but he wasn't here more than 25 minutes altogether.
How can decent human beings do things so fast?
Later, Edith shoos a dog as Archie steps onto the porch.
Hell out of here!
How is Barney?
Oh, poor Barney. He's in bad shape over there. Geez, I wish I could say the same for his dog who's healthy enough. Look at how he's gone. I hate it. You know, Barney needs somebody new. I mean, he needs a woman who ain't gonna run away from him. He needs a woman with absolutely no lust for life. Anyway, we gotta give him things to do. Stick with him. Why don't we have him over dinner tonight, huh?
We can't. You're working tonight.
All right, what about tomorrow night?
No, I invited my friend Martha Burkhorn over for dinner tomorrow night.
Who's Martha Burkhorn?
No, I told you about her. She's the one whose husband died and left her 3 supermarkets.
Archie's eyebrows shoot up.
Well, why don't we have Barney over at the same time?
Archie, what are you thinking?
Oh, Edith, I ain't thinking nothing at all. Except when the two of them get together, well, maybe they'll think of something.
Archie, women don't like to meet men who are only interested in their money.
Oh, excuse me, God.
And besides, Barney is still a married man.
Ah, come on. What kind of a married man is he? With a wife was always running away from him. First with an exterminator, now with the finest man. You know that woman Blanche is working her tail right through the Yellow Pages?
He steps to the phone stand.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna make a phone call, do you mind? Where is it now?
Oh, there.
What do you... It ain't there.
I didn't say there.
What did you say?
I said there. Oh,
she points to a side table.
Who are you gonna call?
I'm gonna call my old pal, Barney.
Oh, no, Archie, you can't do that. What about Blanche? I know. But she'll come back. She always does.
Yeah, well, this time, we ain't taking her back. Hiya there, Barney.
Oh, gee, that ain't none of your business.
Excuse me. Shush, will you? Barney, it's me, Arch. Listen, Edith and me was thinking, how would you like to come out for dinner tomorrow night, huh? Would you like that? Hold the phone. He'd like to know what you're cooking.
Edith scowls.
Meatloaf.
It's meatloaf, Mon. Holophone. He says, can you make it a pot roast?
Edith gapes.
Oh, Mon, it ain't like he's asking for duck or something there. Give.
All right, pot roast.
You got that pot roast, Barney. Yeah. Now, listen, Edith's going to invite a lady friend of hers over here. You know, just so we make up a kind of a quartet here, huh? Yeah. Yeah, well, come at 6 o'clock.
No.
Yeah.
Make it 6:15.
6:15, Barney.
No, you better make it 6:30.
6:30, Barney, and that one's final. Bye. Let me get to my chair.
Edith stands in his path, and they both flounder into their seats.
Well, this might work out there pretty good. Wait a minute. What does this Martha, who's this one look like?
Burkhorn.
Yeah, all right, what?
Well, she's a lovely lady. She has a wonderful sense of humor, and she's very peppy. And she's got lots of charm and personality.
Archie narrows his eyes at Edith. She shrugs.
A dog, huh?
She purses her lips. Edith hugs a heavyset woman wearing a loose dress, glittering necklace, and fur stole.
Oh, my, ain't that beautiful?
It
it's mink.
Oh, Martha, you look wonderful.
Edith, is he here yet?
Oh, no, he'll be here at 6:30. Sit down.
Oh, Edith, everything looks so nice.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I'm so glad you could come.
I'm so glad you invited me. I didn't want to be alone tonight of all nights.
Why?
Well, if Wally hadn't died, tonight would have been our silver wedding anniversary.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
Sorry for the delay. I had to kill a thousand legger in the bathtub up there.
As Martha stands, Archie falters.
This is my husband, Archie. Archie, this is Martha Boycorn.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, pleased to meet you there.
After shaking Martha's hand, he glares at Edith.
Look, let's not stand here, huh? Sit down, make you something home there. Only not in this chair, because the back legs are wobbly. Women always hurt themselves sitting in that chair. I don't know why.
Well, sit down here.
All right. Yeah.
Archie fumbles around Edith to get to his chair.
What is the matter with you?
He sits, cigar in hand.
Well, tell me there, Mrs. Boycorn, Edith.
Call me Martha.
Yeah, Martha, yeah. So, your old man died. Too bad. How'd he go?
Well, it was just before dinner. And he was sitting all dressed up in his favorite chair, smoking a cigar, and poof! He was gone just like that.
Well, what are you gonna do, you know?
Aghast, Edith watches Archie in his tie, puffing his cigar. Archie frowns at her.
The hell are you looking at?
Nothing.
Oh. Don't interrupt, will you?
Turning to Martha.
Hey.
Archie smiles.
Hey. You know who else took on a lot of weight? Elizabeth Taylor.
Supermarkets?
No, I got a good price, so I sold them.
Well, what did you do with the money, if I may ask? Did you invest it or just blow it?
No, I put part in tax-exempt bonds, and then I heard that diamonds go up in value. So, with the rest, I bought these. The girl's best friend, huh?
She flashes her rings and bracelet.
Get over there and look at them.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
look at these earrings. Aren't they lovely?
Gorgeous. Archie, look at this. Did you ever see anything like that?
Not since Sammy Davis was in the house. Yeah, I'll open the door.
I gotta check my pot roast.
Oh, wait, just let me help you.
Yeah, help her up.
Archie starts to the door.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want to see him right away.
What do you mean you don't want to see him? He's here.
Well, don't let him in yet.
Nervously patting her short curls, Martha follows Edith into the kitchen. Archie grimaces, then opens the door.
Hiya, buddy, my old pal.
Hi, Arch.
Hey, good to see a smile on your face
yeah,
again.
Thanks to you, pal. Hey, is my date here yet?
Hey, in the kitchen with Edith.
Is she good looking?
Oh. She ain't bad one.
Has she got a good figure?
Archie freezes. His lip twitches as he thinks.
Hey. Did you ever see Elizabeth Taylor?
Wearing a bow tie, Barney slaps the chair in excitement.
I mean lately. Huh? Now, listen, Barney. This here is a lovely lady, you know. She's a good sport there, and she's peppy, and she's got loads of charm and personality.
A dog, huh?
Don't start this. Give it a chance, yeah.
Edith steps in and with great effort pulls Martha by the hand out of the kitchen. Flustered, Martha turns her back to the men, but Edith blocks her retreat.
Go ahead. Don't be scared, boy.
Barney scowls at Archie while Edith pushes Martha beside him.
Martha, this is Barney Hefner. Barney, this is Martha. Bicorn.
Martha smiles brightly and turns her head to Barney, who reluctantly faces her. Seeing her ample bosom, his eyes widen. They both scowl as they turn back to their friends.
Come on there, kids. Come on there. Let's see the old police to meet you. Barney.
With pasted smiles, Martha and Barney slowly face each other.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, that's swell. Now, Barney, say something else.
Can I see you in the kitchen, Arch?
Oh.
It's important.
All right, Barney. Give us a minute or two. Barney wants to see me in the kitchen. Just make yourselves at home, Edith. Don't stand there. Show the guest where to sit down. Keep her out of my chair. What the hell do you want in the kitchen?
The back door.
No, you listen. Over here.
You ain't gonna stick me with that dame.
Just a minute. As regards that dame, putting everything aside,
if you could lift it.
Hold it. Hold it. She happens to be a wealthy widow.
Huh?
She used to own 3 supermarkets.
She ate them.
Archie stops Barney from leaving.
Here. You ain't walking out on Edith's beautiful pot roast here. Look at this, huh? With the little new potatoes golden in the grease there, and the carrots, and the little pale onions. Smell that gravy there, you louse, you.
Barney licks his lips.
Okay, for Edith's sake, I'll stay. But I'll tell you one thing, I ain't for sale.
Oh, come on. We ain't trying to sell you. We'd be lucky to give you away. Get out there.
Archie pushes Barney back into the living room. The door swings back, knocking Archie to his knees. Another evening in the kitchen.
Edith, this has been my happiest week in years. You know, Barney and me, we've been out to dinner in the theater 3 times. And Barney says he's having such fun.
That's nice.
Edith frowns over her coffee.
What's the matter?
Oh, well, nothing.
I'll bet you think Barney's after my money.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't true. Sometimes I buy the theater tickets, but Barney pays for dinner in a cab. Sometimes I buy the popcorn and a Coke, and Barney pays for the movie. And sometimes I pay for something, and Barney pays for something else.
Edith gazes sadly.
Look at me, Edith. I'm no beauty.
Oh.
You know, they say money can't buy happiness. Well, I'm happy with whatever it's buying me. You know, Barney's a very nice man, and he's lots of fun, and I like being with him. He makes me feel wanted. And sometimes when he looks at me, I know he's seeing me, not my money.
Martha dabs tears.
Oh, Martha, I'm sorry I said that.
It's all right. You know what? He's cooking dinner for me tonight. Low-cal.
Oh.
Ain't that sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going bowling after.
Oh.
Edith, I want to thank you and Archie for bringing us together. I know you know what it means to have a thoughtful man in your life.
Edith squints, puzzled, then nods.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well, I just hope you never have to know what it's like to be without one.
Oh, Martha. Have another cake.
Hey, hey, hey! Is my little butterball in there? Hey, Big Mama! Big Daddy's here!
Martha and Barney hug fondly.
Hi, honey. Hi, Edith.
Hi, right here. You take the rest of the cakes.
Cake? Hey, I thought we were gonna kick them goodies.
Well, maybe we could jog a little longer tomorrow.
Okay, but come on, we gotta go now. Dinner's ready. Bye-bye, Edith.
Bye, Barney.
Thank you, Edith.
Martha gives her a big hug.
Come on, sweetheart. Bye-bye, Edith.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Left alone, Edith smiles.
Oh, thank God. I thought they'd never leave.
Gee, guess what?
I don't have to guess. I heard the two of them are an item.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't surprised. I chewed them together, didn't I?
Well, what's gonna happen if Blanche comes back?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, them things are, as they say, in the lap of the cards. Anyway, if she does, well, all Barney's got to do is wreck his TV set there, or his icebox, or punch holes in his roof, or throw nails in his washing machine.
What good would that do?
Well, then he'll have four repairmen over the house, you know? Within about 25 minutes, Blanche will run away with one of them.
Edith fluffs Archie's hair, then rubs his cheeks.
Easy, 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 Edith.
She pinches him.
Easy, love should never hurt.
Edith happily pats his face. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Bob Schiller, Bob Weisskopf, Phil Sharp, and Milt Josephsberg. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Alan Melvin, Barney. Peggy Rhea, Martha. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1979, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.